For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Michigan is the only state that includes a prohibition on the death penalty in its constitution. Eugene Wanger was a young Republican delegate to the Constitutional Convention in the early 1960s, and he drafted the capital punishment clause approved by state voters in 1963. Now, Wanger has written a book called Fighting the Death Penalty. The Historical Society of Greater Lansing and the Michigan Political History Society will host a program with Eugene Wanger on Thursday night at the Library of Michigan. Wanger tells me that he was motivated by Michigan's death penalty history.
Michigan, earlier, 115 years before that constitutional convention, was the first government in the English-speaking world to abolish capital punishment for murder and lesser crimes. It had never restored it, and it seemed to me that since we were writing a constitution and since we'd been without it for 115 years, it was just a good idea to put it in the constitution now, and the convention agreed with me.
Would you say that you had universal support, that both Republicans and Democrats supported the notion of including it in the constitution?
Yes, indeed. In fact, that proposal to outlaw the death penalty in Michigan passed the convention with only 3 dissenting votes.
Modern-day Republicans are more likely to support the death penalty. In the intervening years, I know there have been a couple of attempts to remove the prohibition of the death penalty from the state constitution. How has Michigan been able to resist that?
Well, first of all, those who wanted to remove the prohibition were never able to get enough valid signatures on their petitions to put it on the ballot, showing that while some people really wanted to have the death penalty, they were in pretty much a minority. And although some people would speculate today that Republicans generally might be for the death penalty, I don't think that's accurate. And I'll tell you why. First of all, that constitutional convention which adopted the death penalty prohibition was 2/3 Republican, most of them very conservative. And yet, as I say, there were only 3 no votes. And secondly, even today, among those who call themselves conservatives, there are a lot of people who are saying, look, the death penalty is just not good policy today because of all of the difficulties that come with it.
There was a recent profile of you in the City Pulse newspaper that recounted the degree to which you have sought out books about the death penalty and other materials over the years. This, though, is your first book about the death penalty as the author. Am I right about that? That's the first time you've written a book about the death penalty?
Well, it's the first time that I've written what you would call a big, thick volume. But I've written an awful lot of material, pamphlets, booklets, and so forth, about the subject in the past decades.
It seems important, you don't mind me saying your age, that you're 84 years old, that your story live on and that your book is a way of seeing that that happens.
Well, I hope those who read it will become better informed about the subject, because I think that most people, when they find out what the facts are, will be inclined to think the death penalty is a bad idea and that we should have, most states should have, the penalty that we have in Michigan, which is for first-degree murder, mandatory life in prison without the right to parole.
Speaking of learning about it, you can learn more by attending a talk that Eugene Wanger is going to give on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Library of Michigan on West Kalamazoo Street in Lansing. His new book is called Fighting the Death Penalty. Eugene Wanger, thank you.
You're welcome.
For WKAR, I'm Scott Pohl.